State Department of Environmental Conservation on-site coordinator Tom DeRuyter says workers on Tuesday suctioned just over 11,000 gallons of fuel and water mix from a ditch just south of the roadside pull-off to the Birch Lake State Recreation Site. DeRuyter says they also plugged some culverts that run under that stretch of the Richardson Highway to prevent contaminated water from flowing into Birch Lake.
No oil has been seen on the lake. Is there oil infiltrating underneath the roadway? I suspect there is.
DeRuyter says workers pushed up dirt berms to limit fuel from flowing into the wetland. He says the marshy area sits a bit higher than the lake, so he thinks the fuel is more likely to flow down gradient in the other direction.
It all goes toward the lake, and that's why the culverts are plugged, and we're watching those to make sure no oil gets into the culvert system.
DeRuyter says tests will be conducted to determine whether diesel leaked into the wetland or lake. He says the first priority is removing fuel and contaminated soil, which is why workers began building a roadway Tuesday to enable equipment to get into the area to begin excavating.
We still have pure fuel that's leaking out of the vegetative mat and is forming pools on site. We need to get rid of that and the heavily contaminated soil and this, you know, the vegetation that's holding the oil and allowing it to leak out slowly. And that's really the first step in this process.
DEC and Alaska State Troopers both are investigating the spill and the equipment failure that apparently led to it. Troopers say there were no injuries. DEC says it hasn't received any reports of wildlife being affected by the fuel. A trooper spokesperson couldn't yet provide specifics, but says it appears the driver was not speeding. Photos taken by DEC show what appeared to be jagged edges around the tip of the tongue that connected the rear tank to the tanker truck, which was carrying another 9,000 gallons. Of diesel. Troopers say the big state logistics tanker was just rounding the bend of the long curve along the southern shore of Birch Lake around 1 p.m. Monday when somehow the trailer in tow broke loose, hit the ditch, and overturned. DEC says the tank had multiple punctures and that most, if not all, the 5,000 gallons of diesel in the tank quickly leaked out. Mark Lockwood says he saw the tanker approaching as he was sitting in his truck at the intersection of Lost Lake Road, waiting to get onto the highway and back to Fairbanks.
The fuel truck got past me. I looked again, nobody was coming, pulled out, and the fuel truck was pulling over to the side of the road, sans trailer and a hitch dangling. And so, I mean, I just missed seeing that happen.
A DEC news release says crews and equipment will be working around the cleanup site today and that flaggers will be controlling traffic along that stretch of the highway around milepost 306. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.